Greg Caldwell here with Kurt Busch, Broncos fan, NASCAR driver. He's here to watch camp. So, Kurt, what I know you're racing in Michigan coming up. What brought you to Denver?
Well, it's a travel day for the team, and we fly right out of the airport behind training camp here, and talked with the team officials on our side and the Broncos side. I was like, cool, let's bring the Furniture Row race team here to camp and check it all out and get the behind-the-scenes action. And, you know, we have about 100 employees that touch the race car, and I would say 80% of them are from Colorado, so they're big Broncos fans. And I'm a fan. I like Coach Fox when he was with the Carolina Panthers, being based there in Charlotte, got to know Coach. And then Peyton Manning. I'm the older brother in my sibling rivalry, so I've always been rooting for Peyton.
How long have you been a fan?
Well, just of sports in general, my whole life, of course. But with the Broncos, it's easy to root for these guys. Their commitment to excellence, their football program, just their demeanor out on the field. And then with Elway, I got a chance to do a ride-and-drive program with him in Charlotte years ago. And I coached him to victory at that ride-and-drive. So I've always been sentimentally rooting for the Broncos.
Have you been to many training camp practices, get to see this side of things before the season?
No, I haven't. This is so cool. I mean, fans, you got to come out and see this camp right here. The atmosphere, this close to the people, the action, and the players. It's just neat to get the vibe before the season even kicks off.
For the second year in a row, they're setting a Dove Valley training camp attendance record. We know how passionate NASCAR fans can be. How do you think NFL fans and NASCAR fans compare?
Oh, they're parallel. I mean, the way that they're so passionate about their teams. The NASCAR world, you have drivers you root for. But with NFL and the teams, you have regions of the country that are so adamant about their football. So you come across the border to cross the state line for Colorado, it's full tilt Bronco. There's nothing else to root for.
So I know a lot of the races are on Sundays. Are you still able to catch the NFL season during the season?
Monday nights are really where I get caught up with football, and that's the first schedule I check when I'm checking out where we are racing and then where could I head on Monday to catch a game, because Monday might be my Saturday in normal world.
So if you're claiming the Broncos, are there other drivers that claim other NFL teams? Do you have rivalries going in the pits?
Well, I know my team claims the Broncos. I grew up a Chicago fan my whole life, but, you know, the orange and the blue, I can make it work. You know, the NFC side, got the AFC side. You know, our crew guys, they are full tilt. They bleed, eat, sleep, and love the Broncos. So it's just cool to be here. And you hear different drivers have different NFL teams. Dale Jr. loves the Redskins. And then there's a couple guys like Biffles from Washington State, so he's probably with the Seahawks. That's where you guys are going this weekend, so good luck, and just stay safe, stay healthy with all these guys. We want to see a good long run all the way through the AFC Championship game into the Super Bowl, all right?
Well, last question, what do you think? What are your expectations for this team this year?
Mine is right with these guys. They want to go to the Super Bowl. I think they can. They have the team. Peyton's committed, Coach Fox. Last year, you know, it was a good building up of the first few games, and then they settled in, ran strong, and then those Ravens, man, they just went on a tear through the playoffs. So that happens, but I think the Broncos are ready.
Well, Kurt, thanks for being with us. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.